Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. That's July 8th, 2010. Trying to get the Ustream thing, but as usual, it is totally screwed up. I have to restart a second computer. They have such problems over there. It says I'm already broadcasting. I'm not broadcasting anything. So how's it going, Steve?
I'm doing good. I'm coming back from Syracuse. I'm on my hands-free hands-free phone in the car.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, really cool, really nice. Energy-wise, things are becoming more powerful. I'm having a lot of people in my room that are really vibrating a lot more, so I'm not sure exactly what it is that's causing that vibration, but things are really happening, and my hands, both hands, they have my chakras. I can see them very clear, and there's a lot of blue light in it, and in the center is yellow and blue, but all around is blue. It's almost like God's color, and I'm breathing air into people, into their hearts, into their minds, into their brains, and their vibration is becoming higher. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on with it, Fred, but I know it's becoming a lot more powerful. So The necklaces have something to do with the lock, but I'm not sure exactly what they do in terms of the energy that's being dispersed into people, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I know. We've been moving a lot of the real high-end stuff, where the people are really getting into platinum projectors and receptors and stuff.
Well, I can understand them, the platinum, because the platinum is so powerful with a projector. I really have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I had a guy wearing one today, and he was just, like, freaking out. He wore actually one of each, platinum and the...
Right.
And I got Battle Blue on here today, too. You don't have your radio on. You can't see what we're doing. But I got
Battle Blue here.
She's back on with Buddy. Yeah, she's right behind me here. I got my two... Yeah, Bella Boo.
Is Buddy Boo there now?
Buddy Boo's on my shoulder, and Bella Boo's on a perch right behind me.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
The Boo family is on the air, aren't you, Bella Boo?
How nice is that?
Yeah, we haven't had Bella Boo on. She's starting to really feel good now and got the energy going again, and she's just all excited to be on here, aren't you, Bella Boo? Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, did her eggs, did any hatch?
No, none of them ever really hatched.
Uh-huh.
And so, as a result of that, we fixed it. We got rid of the box that she normally,
okay.
Yeah, the box that she would sit in, because it was affecting her hormone structure quite a bit.
Right.
And, anyway. She's set up in a cage where it's actually kind of like a house where it's open all the way around, so she won't have a tendency to have that kind of a hormonal thing get going.
Right.
Up there. I got Ustream. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Start broadcast. Boy, I'll tell you, Ustream's got problems. I've never seen, this Ustream, because we use it all the time. They got more technical problems. I kept logging in, and it would say...
Yeah.
It would say, I would log into Ustream, and it would say, your program's already running. I'm not running any program in Ustream. I had to do it three times. Last week, I had to restart my computer so that it realized I was only going to run one program.
Right. That's sort of funny. We had that problem last week, too, on the show.
Yeah. Were you on your computer last week?
Yes. Yes, I was.
And then, I'm going to have... this doctor on that, he's a zoologist, and he's over on Catalina. And he takes care of eagles.
That's wonderful.
The eagle nest, Dr. Sharp.
Right.
And, so I'm going to support the eagle program a little bit, help them out. And actually go
That's
over
great.
To the eagle nest next year, because this year the eggs are all hatched. We've been watching, that's America's bird, the eagle.
Yes.
So, and I'm going to have him, he's coming on the program. But anyhow, we've been watching the eagles since they laid the eggs and the babies came and the babies got big and the babies started walking and then the babies started jumping and pretty soon the babies were flying,
Yes.
I think June 26th or something, they started flying. Then they take off and it's really interesting watching the parents, the two eagles. They have numbers on their wings, ones on the ones on the little babies are 04 and 06. One's a girl, one's a boy. And then the parents, of course, they got numbers on them. And the parents, these big, beautiful things like you see with the beautiful white feathers and everything. The babies have dark feathers,
Right.
Watching them. And they got a bunch of nests over there. So I've been really getting into that lately, watching them. But the thing is, they broadcast it live on Ustream. The Ustream can't keep it on the air for more than 20 minutes. It screws up all the time.
How far is Catalina away from the state of California?
Oh, it's 26 miles.
Oh, is it 26 miles? Okay.
Yeah, remember at my house in Laguna, we'd sit there and look at it?
Yes.
I think you were at my house in Laguna, right? You could see it over there.
Of course.
Yeah.
We sail over
there all the time. It takes forever on a sailboat. The power boat's a lot quicker.
Yeah, 26 miles. It's twice as far from, if you go to Martha's Vineyard, it's 12 miles from the coast.
Yeah,
so it's
almost swim that. You could probably swim it.
Yeah, well, I don't think so, but that's cool. That's really beautiful. Catalina Island is supposed to be really pretty.
Yeah, well, we used to when I was younger, I got my scuba diving license in 1965 or 66.
Wow.
Still have it.
Right.
And we used to dive over there all the time on old wrecks.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of old wrecks over there on the west side of it, the northwest side. Because, you know, what they say is, you know, there's a Catalina is 20 miles long. And it's 5 miles to it. And it's parallel to the coast of California, except at one point in California, as Palos Verdes turns and goes up north, the coastline changes.
Mm-hmm.
Catalina, at that point, turns and goes south. So you got a lot of Catalina that you never see from the mainland because of the way it's shaped. You know, it's really
right.
longer than it looks when you come over to Long Beach or Laguna Beach or Dana Point.
Right.
It's a big difference.
You know, yeah, Laguna Beach is so beautiful. I really appreciate you inviting me there a few years ago. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it's very pretty there. The problem is, since you were there, it's gotten too crowded. It's gotten incredibly
it was beautiful.
Crowded, so that's why we're over here now. We got more room to
move
on. And, yeah. I was over there the other day, and I mean, man, you couldn't go 5 feet without cars in front of you.
That's, really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous now. It's tourists always took it over in the summertime anyway, you know, and they really took it over this year. Because a lot of people can't afford to make big long trips, so they go to Laguna Beach, you know.
Yeah, it's really pretty there.
So anyway,
very, very pretty.
We used to dive on Catalina, and I sometimes had these things called cave fish, and we would run into these giant, huge cave fish. And then you're
really?
Looking at a cave fish, it looks like a giant bass or a giant sunflower fish, you know? Except it's like 5 feet tall.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, they're about, I'd say, they're not very wide. They're 5 feet tall, and they're probably 6 feet long or 7 feet long, and they're probably maybe 16 or 17 inches wide, and that's it. So you're swimming up to it, and you see this big mouth and these eyes. Looking at you real, because they're real curious, just like little, like perch are, you know? And
right.
And you swim around the side of them, you see how big they are, and they say, wow, that's a big fish. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember seeing barracuda in Florida underneath fishing piers. You know, you see all these beautiful, shimmering fish. They were just gorgeous. They were about 6 feet long. Big fish.
Yeah, but the barracuda is not, they're not 5 feet tall. They're probably
not
24 inches
they're
tall, you know.
Yeah,
they're like sharks. They're real long and kind of like a
steak.
Whereas these things are like giant pancakes on their side.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I never even heard of that fish.
So anyway, we had a nice earthquake yesterday.
You did?
Oh yeah. Didn't see it. 5.6. I was outside working on a tractor, and Raquel was just standing in the garage, one of the garages with the door open, and then she came out
and
started shaking. And then we have these great big giant windows on the living room. They started like whispering and reflecting light. It was really beautiful.
Wow. How's your pond coming?
Great. The fish are getting really big. I have about 300 fish in it.
Wow. That's a big pond.
And the fish, I put them in, they were probably, inch and a half long at the most. Now they're probably getting out to 4 inches or more, maybe five. Yeah, they're getting big now. Some of them are hitting 5 inches. Most of them probably between 3 and 4 inches right now. So there's 300 or 400 of them, and they wait for you to feed them. They love to be fed.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's food in the pond, but I got them spoiled. You know, I've got them on fast-growing food. I want big fish in there.
Well, if they're koi, they'll get big.
Yeah, these are going to get big.
Yeah, they really get big.
So anyway, we're looking at the news now. We're looking at the oil spill.
Yeah,
and it's nice to see now, as we spoke about earlier, how shitty corporate America is. You know,
oh boy,
very crappy. And I worked there for many, many years. People wonder why I left corporate America. Well, it was a lot more corrupt when I was there than it is now, because they had less federal laws in place, federal FTC laws, Federal Trade Commission laws in place. than they do today.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is now these corporations, they bought all the other corporations, the little guys, they become giant, huge corporations, which they weren't before. And so now they also bought out the government. So the government's not doing anything to back up the people's complaints about the oil spill down in, now it's Texas all the way to Florida.
Isn't that incredible? It's already in Florida. Just absolutely incredible.
They say it's going to be hitting Miami momentarily this month.
Oh, my goodness. That'll kill Miami.
Yep. And not only that, it goes right around the corner there, and it's out on the Atlantic. I mean, now it goes up to Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood and all those other towns up through there. And now what's going to happen? Well, then it goes up to the next state, you know, Alabama or Georgia.
Boy.
Yeah.
Georgia, yeah. It'd be South Carolina, North Carolina, yeah.
All the way up. So
all the way up.
But what people don't realize, this is what I don't understand about the government or BP or anybody at this point. Here's the deal. 60 to 70% of the oxygen that we breathe does not come from the rainforest.
It comes from the ocean.
Right, 75 feet of the ocean. Okay?
Yeah.
First, not the deep ocean, okay? The top 75 feet, okay? So these oil spills, it creates these hanging, like icicles that go from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
And there's lots of them forming now because what happens is there's a saturation point with oil. And as it mixes with water, it emulsifies, salt water, right? That's when it turns brown. Okay, depending on its colloidal state, which is determined by temperature, will determine what kind of how big a diameter and how big of an icicle that's going to forming these giant things that come up.
Mm-hmm.
So now what happens is you've got all of these, I don't know if you ever swam as a scuba diver, but when you swim through a kelp field, you see these great big long stems going up to the surface, and they're going down. So it's like being in a forest. You follow me?
Wow.
You're swimming in the trees, and these trees are kelp stalks, okay? And, of course, if you're not careful, in some kelp fields, you can get your breathing gear tangled up, and it'll kill you, you know? Dangerous.
That's for sure.
So we don't encourage to swim in kelp. Okay, now instead of having these big kelp fields or forests underwater, we're getting these oil deposits. But now what happens is you get these big oil deposits, and these great big fish start swimming in there, like the whales and the sharks. And they start bumping into all this crap, and they start spreading it all over them. It starts to kill them because they have to breathe through their gills. That's those things on the side of them. And they're not going to have anything to, you know, they're not going to be able to breathe. And you got a whale washed up on shore right now. They don't even know what's wrong with it. It possibly could have gone through one of these, classic fields. And so that's the news. This whale is on the shore, washed up. They don't know why. They can't figure out what's wrong with it. That's when you really get in trouble with nature, when you start messing up whales and sharks and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's such a shame that they just haven't taken care of that. I mean, it doesn't make sense for it.
Nothing is being done. Nothing. Not a damn thing. And then this is going to go on and on until this oil thing runs out. But it's the same thing as having an asteroid hit the Earth. The asteroid takes, you know, say a quarter-mile-wide asteroid, which isn't a very big asteroid, quarter-mile-wide. That's big for an object, but, I mean, for an asteroid, it's not that big. That thing comes in, you know, about Mach 50 and hits the ground, makes a, you know, half-mile-long or mile-long crater, which would be, if it's a quarter-mile in diameter, it's going to probably make a two-mile-wide crater. When it blows up.
Wow.
And that's going to then create all this dirt and particulates that's going to kill the sun, and then we can't breathe anymore, and so everything, we go into an ice age. So what they're creating out there is a simulation of an ice age, but it's in the water right now.
Yeah.
But it's danger. And believe me, they could tap that well if they wanted to. They'd figure out a way to.
Of course they could.
go out there with a cement coat and just start pouring cement till nothing comes out, you know? So they can collect it and keep getting their money out of it, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. Get their money out of it. Is that what it's all about? Money?
About money.
Boy, oh boy.
So anyway,
that's so sad.
That's another consciousness that we deal with now, you know, and that consciousness running these big corporations, and that they're not the only ones. A lot of them run that way. Most of them run that way. All they care about is the stockholder and the bottom line, the CEO getting a raise and a piece of the action.
Yes.
And they pretend that they care, but, I mean, believe me, they don't. And they're so glazed over, they're not thinking about their families and the effects on them over a long period of time. They're just not thinking about that. And
it's
that shows you the shortness of the attention span of these executives that run this. That's why we need to get more receptors and projectors out there, because they wake people up. You know?
Well, it certainly woke me up.
Huh?
It certainly woke me up.
Yeah, they're good at that. They're good for that, you know?
Yeah, they sure are. They make you see things you don't want to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. And then you have to deal with them, of course. But
you've got to deal with it.
But dealing with them is not as hard as looking at them for the first time. I think looking at a situation that's not pleasant for the first time is a lot harder than actually dealing with it, because as you deal with it, you can get an euphoric, effect out of it.
Right.
Because that's once you get over the fear of having to deal with it. And, you know, and then the other thing that I do is I say, well, here's a situation I didn't create, but I got to deal with it. I'd rather be up skiing, or I'd rather go surfing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be doing that. So we had two people come down from Oregon and give us massages for a couple of days. It was really good.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, if you haven't had a massage in a while and you get a really heavy duty one, it really knocks you out for a few days, doesn't it?
You bet it does.
Yeah.
You bet it does. It'll get rid of a lot of toxins. Have you been drinking water? A lot of water?
Not enough. Mattel does. I'm drinking it right now. I'm having a little shower.
Yeah, you got it.
Of water.
With the massage, they should be telling you got to drink a ton of water.
Yeah, they do.
You're moving a lot of toxins out of the body.
Well, Mattel is smart. She went out and took a sauna afterwards yesterday.
Oh, that'll do it. That'll do it.
And then she was out for about 8 hours. She just passed out. Boom.
Yeah. It really works. Good massage is really worth a lot. You know?
Anyhow, we were playing around with the Ankh receptor.
Yes. Yes.
And I had a martial artist guy come over today and try it on. He's never worn one before. And he's a raw food person, though. He's a follower of David Wolf, so he doesn't eat anything cooked. He's in really good shape. Yeah, he's really in good shape. And he put that on, and he was probably, before he put it on, a little bit skeptical, you know, about this kind of stuff. His buddy, his friend that he came over with, is way into this stuff, but he's really not into it right now. But after that, he put on a platinum Ankh, made out of solid platinum, with diamonds.
Yes.
He's a believer now.
And I bet he is.
Made a believer out of him in second.
I bet he is.
Yeah.
That's quite a necklace. By the way, I'm picking up that the Ankh, when people start wearing within a month, they're going to start seeing things closer.
Yeah.
In other words, things will be opening up in their mind. They'll be able to see things larger.
We got to realize this is a quantum entangling device.
Yes.
And in life, our experiences are such that we have successive lifespan, life incarnation.
Yes.
So usually about the time that you got your present incarnation down, time to leave. So you leave, and then you're reborn again, and you probably, the first 4 or 5 or 6 years of your life, you can probably remember bits and pieces of your past life. It comes mm-hmm. up. But unfortunately, the parents or the adults that you're around are not trained to amplify that effect. So as a result, if anything, they discourage it and say you're making things up or it's your imagination. So as a result, a true living fact that needs to be totally explored from birth is completely stomped on. The only one, the only society that doesn't stomp on it would be the Tibetans with the Dalai Lama, because they know the Dalai Lama was here in a past life.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that, of course, is a Pleiadian from the Rishis of the Pleiades phenomenon that's taught.
Yes. It's really amazing how these necklaces work. I mean, I'm just picking up on it. You know, I'm into energy all the time. I mean, I'm in the trenches all the time. Every time I have a client come in, it's all energy work. And I go to bed and I'm still working with energy. So it's almost like it's on constantly 24 hours a day. And I keep on looking at these necklaces and I'm realizing there's so much to it. Fred, I don't know if we know everything about these necklaces.
We don't know anything about them.
Right. They're extremely powerful and I'm picking up a lot of information on it, so I just can't wait to get one.
Yeah, so anyway, his friend, his buddy that came with him, who's not into martial arts but he's in good shape. He already has the projector and he already has the receptor, right? Regular one.
Right.
So he tried on the platinum Ankh receptor, and he knew it. Instead of having all these linear lives that you never remember, you know, from one to the next, you forget them when you get older.
Yes.
He remembered all his lives, started remembering every one of them instantaneously, because that's what quantum entanglement does. There's no such thing as time. So it allows you, allows you to immediately connect with all of your past lives simultaneously. So now you're living one life and all of them at once.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so that makes it a very powerful device.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's going to be a lot of fun to do.
And that's only one out of five different new ones that we have right now. Which three are on the market right now. The other two are being built. It takes time to put one together.
I can't wait to see.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun wearing those.
Yeah, now the heart chakra one, some people like that one a lot. They really like the heart chakra one. They don't want to connect with all their past lives. They want to just work with their body. And so as a result of that, they go with the heart, which has got the three different types of stones on it rather than just one.
Yes.
And I got some clients that love that. I swear by it, you know. And,
well,
they usually are people that don't need to be psychic. They just want to be really grounded and get the most out of their projectors. Will go for something like the heart. The people that really want to tune in and work with, you know, remote viewing and knowing intuitively who's calling you and when they're going to call. So when the phone rings, they know who's there, and they even know when the phone's going to ring. Those kind of those people like the Ankh. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Is your stuff?
Yeah.
My buddy, but if you get near something, he's going to take his beak out and check it out. I used to see these two. They're so cute, you know? Nice.
Yeah, they've got to be adorable together.
Took me a long time to get Bellaboo on again. Just wouldn't come down here. She stayed down there at the other end of the house where the birds are. No, she's not even
there. How many birds do you have, Fred?
Oh, we only got four right now. We had five when you were here. Bees. He was pretty old. He died a while back. Hans McCall. We really miss Bees. Bees is a good bird.
Very cool.
They're all good, though. I mean, these are sweet birds. They're very smart. The only one that doesn't behave is Buddy, who's trying to chew on a picture frame right now because he's near it. You just want to chew it. You just want to do stuff, don't you? So when are you getting a bird?
What am I getting a bird?
Yeah.
I don't even know what kind of bird to get. I have no idea what kind of bird to get. It'd be a lot of fun having one.
Well, what do you want, a real active bird that runs around and does weird shit? Or do you want one that talks a lot? You want one of something like a family member? What do you want?
I don't know, Fred. I really haven't looked into it yet. But I would love to have a bird. Probably one that's very compassionate and loving.
Well, that's both of them. I think that the African Grey expresses it in a less, you know, a lesser way than some of the others.
I think Buddy Boo is really
a good expressor of it.
What kind of bird is Buddy Boo?
Buddy Boo's an eclectus.
Uh-huh.
And so is Bella. Yeah, he doesn't. The eclectus doesn't talk as much, but they, you know,
right.
Bella follows me all around the house. You know, when I'm out there in that end of the house, she follows me around. She sat at the end of the table there on the floor, just watched, make sure my massage went well. That's just the whole massage, about 10 feet away, just making sure everything was cool. You know?
That is so cool.
Yeah.
He's always tippling on your ear.
Yeah, he's looking for food.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing it right now, actually. He's nice to it on my receptor chain. You can't have that. He's just a little baby. He's a little baby boy. And Bella would never do that. When Bella sat on my shoulder, she wouldn't do any of this. She'd just sit there and do what she's supposed to do, you know, be a sidekick.
Right, right.
But here, he wants to be the star of the show. He's just full of mischief. He's only 3 years old. His birthday was May 23rd. He's three. Bella Boo, I think, is more like about 4 or 5 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was trying to get some people to call in. People still keep calling me, wanting to ask tons of questions. And I say, call in on the radio show and ask your questions. You don't have to give your name out. And they never do. I mean, as funny as that, other people call, but most people don't. And it's funny because they're afraid of the airwaves or something, you know.
Well, I can tell you the projector, my platinum projector, there's a tremendous amount of light around it, and it has an aura now. So it's just pure light. And it has a blue aura about 3 inches above it and below it. It's quite interesting to see. So I think you just have to get used to it, and it'll start growing. So, or I'm growing, one or the other, but it seems to really be a lot more powerful.
Well,
so it's interesting, Fred. Very, very interesting.
What I always tell people is that, you know, they don't quite understand when they buy the receptor and the projector pretty close to the same time.
Uh-huh.
You need to wear the receptor for a little while to get your battery charged.
You bet.
Because what happens is when you go to the projector, whatever you think about is going to happen in a big way.
Instantaneously.
Yeah, and then what happens is, this happened to me, it's happened to Mikkel, pretty much everybody. What happens is you get so much stuff going because of things you want that it becomes uncomfortable to honor all the commitments that you've committed yourself to. That's why I always tell people to take the thing off and let the universe catch up, and you try to catch up with what the universe has already got going for you, because you really know the be here now factor really kicks in.
Right. Right.
And so
it really works well.
Yeah, so one of the things that we always wanted to happen is that these big companies would come to their just means, come to their end. Their crap would come out eventually. And now, with the case of BP, it's the fourth largest company in the world. The whole world can see who they really are now.
Yes.
Their stock's way down. It's 50% of what it was before the oil spill.
Yeah.
That means their company is half the size it was before it started. And that's the fourth largest company in the world. So what we're seeing now is actually what we were wishing to happen on that level happening.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty cool.
It is cool.
So which car are you driving?
I just bought a brand new Camry.
You did?
I bought a 2011 Camry, yeah.
When did you do that?
Last Friday.
What did you do with your other one?
Well, the finance on it was exactly what I traded it for.
Okay.
So I didn't lose a penny. My brother works for a Toyota dealer, and he sells Lexuses and things. So I was paying $400 a month for my car, and I decided to lease this one, so I'm paying $247 a month. So it just dropped the payment down so much.
Yeah, and how did you get it closed down or open-end lease or what?
Well, I got 15,000 miles on it, 15,000 miles a year lease, and 3 years I can trade and get another one. So that's what I want to do, just have a new car every 3 years.
Yeah, that makes sense, and you don't have to worry about the maintenance because they have these. You stop that now. You don't
well,
have to spend
Well, I have. I got a great deal for it. I got all my maintenance is free, everything. Even a 15,000 mile service, which is about $300, I got it free.
Yeah, that's what you
so,
really, yeah, it's even cheaper than owning it if you're going to just drive it for business.
Right. So it's really a good deal for me, and I, you know, my brother got me a good deal. You know, and I think a lot of it was from Toyota. I mean, they really want to sell cars.
Yeah. What's the retail price on one of those anyway?
Mine's an XLE. It's got leather and all the goodies, and it's $27,500, I think.
Well, that ain't that bad for a brand new car.
No, it's great for it. I put 353 miles on it this week, and that was one tank of gas. So it's really great. I mean, it's just fantastic. It's quiet. You can't even hear the engine run.
Like a Friday.
I got it. Right. And this is, it's really good for it. I mean, I'm really enjoying it. It's 20 more horsepower than my 07.
Oh, good.
And it's fantastic. So that's what I'm driving. And it's got air conditioning and it's got all the stuff in it. And it's just fun. It's fun to drive. So I don't mind driving to people's houses and working on them and, you know, that kind of thing.
Is this one of those that the accelerator, the brakes don't work at a certain point, or the accelerator?
No, that was my 07. My 07 had that problem, and they fixed it. I took it to the dealer, and they adjusted it for me, and it was fixed. But, you know, they had a problem, so maybe the reason they got a good deal is because they want to, you know, have everybody know that it's fine. It's all fixed. But it's a good car. I mean, I'm getting 32 miles a gallon outside in the city, you know, expressway. So I think I'm done. It's a great car.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So it gets a lot more gas mileage than my Cobra, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Is that Cobra, are you going to put that away now, or are you going to be driving that?
No, I'm going to be driving it for a while. It's been 95 degrees every day here. And we're having a lot of trouble with the ozone, and we're having trouble with half the massage therapists in the city, I believe, from what I'm hearing, are going home during the day because it's so damn hot. So I've got a place that's air-conditioned, but it's not cold. So I'm lucky in that way. But I'm a pretty strong guy, so I'm doing my massages and doing the energy work, and it seems to be working out fine for me. But 95 degrees is very hot for it.
Yeah, it's not that hot here. Probably about 75 here.
Yeah. You're very lucky.
Yeah, we had the El Niños out here. Let me stop that.
Yeah.
He's just a bad bird today. He's just not behaving at all. I think he's wired his bellas right here. Yeah. Are you wired his bellas here? Just checking everything out. You know, you noticed last week he was singing and stuff and talking. This week he's been very quiet.
You know, it's very interesting. Usually Bella Bird is, you know, he makes so much noise. And it's so cute to listen to them, to watch him when he bites on your ear or he's talking or whatever, but he's quiet.
Yeah, with Bella here, I don't know what, if he's got a little bit of, maybe he got a little bit of anxiety or something, you know.
Really?
That is funny.
Yeah.
I wish I could put her around my shoulder, but ever since she had those eggs, her hormone structure is different, and she can get excited about something and give you a bite, and I don't need any bite. I got plenty of bites from her last when she was laying eggs all the time.
Yeah.
She's a little more calmed down now, but still. You want to go over there and see Bella? You want to go up there, Bella? You know what you want to do? My dad had a boy come up. A boy. Go on. I think he wants to go up with her now. He's gonna sit up.
They're
both up there on the stand now.
Maybe he's quiet because she's there.
Yeah, I mean they're kissing now. That's kind of cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah, they're up there, and she gave him a kiss.
That's nice.
And he feels bad being on the shoulder, and she's not allowed right now.
Yeah.
They're smooching a little bit now. She's getting up higher. It's fun to really watch these two. They're never a dull moment.
Yeah.
But I've never seen them so wired. That's kind of a quiet day out there. I noticed since the 4th of July, I think people kind of calmed down a little bit. We've been busy with questions and stuff around here, but definitely been a little bit slower than it was in May and June, you know, as far as energy-wise people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, everybody can watch them. They're on the camera. They're up there.
I'm doing an awful lot of energy work out here, Fred.
Yeah, that's really good. How many patients are you doing a week now?
I actually slowed down, Fred. I want to relax a little bit. I'm doing 4 a day, 5 a day.
That's quite a few.
Instead of 8. Yeah, but I used to do 7 or 8 massages a day, and I just want to slow down and enjoy my life a little bit.
Well, if you're doing that, it's 1 hour a day, right? I mean, one massage is an hour?
Right. So I'm doing 4 hours worth of work, and I go home, I relax, or I take a walk, or I swim, or, you know, whatever I want to do.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But it's important to keep my mind active with energy, Fred. Very, very important for me.
Yeah. Well, it's fun to watch people grow in consciousness. I've seen quite a few people this year start off with this, and they read the books, and they read other books, obviously, not just mine. Then they go to class, and then I watch them change. You know, they actually become something else than they were when I first met them, and that's really neat. It's really a blessing to be able to see people go through that evolution. So it keeps me pretty much busy watching them. Because they always have questions.
Always.
Yeah. Some of them take me back. Some of my clients, my younger clients, take me back to the day when, before I started Paradigm, when I was going through my shift from being a corporate person from, you know, owning my own electronics companies and working at NASA and Rockwell and Lockheed Skunk Works and all the places I'd worked. Going from that mindset into this mindset. And because I was there, a lot of these are people who are business executives and stockbrokers and, you know, they've got some pretty interesting, you know, professional jobs, some doctors, some lawyers, you know, just this very big cross spread of people that come to us to work, you know, to work with us. And so as a result, having been one of those persons that wore one of their hats and seeing where I'm at now in the things that I know, which isn't a whole lot, but more than they do, it's fun. They get a big kick out of it. And it reminds me of when I made that transition years ago, back in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, I was making the transition. Bumped my thing here. When I was making that transition, I had a guy named Sandy Bernstein. Let me grab the bird. I bumped the thing here and scared him. So I had a guy named Sandy Bernstein who was teaching me. He was a Tibetan in a Jewish body. He was teaching me all this stuff.
And right.
I remember, I guess I'm in his role now. I got to walk over here and get the... got to rescue my boys here. I'm not used to having to do that stuff. Back in their position here. Here we go. One up there. Don't be afraid. Not one up there. She doesn't want to go up there anymore now. I've had enough of you, Dad. You're not doing too good. Come here, buddy, boo. Oh, sweetness. Yeah, get back up on Dad's shoulder now. Maybe you'll be a little bit more mellow here. That was funny, though. I banged that stander on, and they both flew off.
He jumped, huh?
Oh, yeah. She jumped, and he jumped. He's ready to go back. I'm in a tight little situation here with this the standby. His bell is on it. You guys get a little scared? Yeah, they're okay now. So I wish you had your camera on. You could really see them. They're up. They're on my camera. You can really see them really well.
Yeah.
So anyway, put your phone number. Put your phone number out. We're going to go off the air in about 6 minutes, so...
Sure. If you want to get in touch with me and ask me any kind of questions about Paradigm products, I'm more than happy to help you. It's 585-746-8321, and I'm more than happy to help you with anything I can.
Yeah. And our number here is 800-729-2603. Are you taking our vitamins?
Yes.
Yeah. I think our vitamins.
I take my vitamins. I take the minerals. Yes, very much so, and I take the drink.
Yeah, because the vitamins, a lot of people aren't aware that we make vitamins. They're all natural, vegetarian, vegan formulas. And we got like, I don't know how many, let's see, 100 herbs that we use in those. And I go to a health food store because I like to supplement my extra vitamin E in primrose oil and in those different oils. I take a lot of oil formulas because I tend to have dry skin on my feet. So I supplement with a lot of oils. I'm always looking out there for another multivitamin formula that I would consider to be good. And I haven't found one yet. It's really amazing.
I haven't found anything as good as your vitamins, Fred.
Yeah.
Your stuff really works well.
Yeah, I had a lot of really good high-level professionals. I didn't just do those by myself. I had a lot of guys consulting with me back in the day when we formulated. And the other thing about vitamins is you have to change the formula every so often to compensate for the food and the atmosphere and all of that. And because people get a lot of copper in their bodies, for example, we don't put copper. We don't use it. And people that do take supplemental copper. Their children, believe it or not, will have a tendency to be born with leukemia.
Really?
Yeah. I learned that when I was working over at the City of Hope in Duarte, California, it's been a number of years, but sometimes I'll work with these different institutions. And I was asking them why, I saw a lot of kids over there in the cancer ward with leukemia. And I asked them, I said, "Why? What's going on here with all these kids with leukemia?" And their deduction was that there was the copper in the person's bloodstream creates a problem with the white blood cells where they overproduce in kids. And we don't use copper. And then the other thing is we use lysine and arginine and some other amino acids. And we have to use them because when you breathe automobile exhaust, one little breath of carbon monoxide from a car driving by has 24 hours of symptoms. And when you're perpetually in the driving, your symptoms go away not at all. You start reaching a certain level of symptomology that causes, first of all, shortening of the attention span, irritability. These are some of the beginning symptoms. Lack of focus, anger, quick anger. You see that on the freeways and these freeway things. That's what, when it's time it gets to the anger situation where people start getting angry real easily, we find that the pituitary hormones are off balance, and there's a lack of lysine and arginine. That's why we put the lysine and arginine in there.
Right.
So that they won't have these problems. But people that take our vitamins typically don't get angry, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Not very easily do they get angry, if you put it that way.
Well, your stuff is really good, Fred. I've been using it for years. Shuatsu is really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
I drink that all the time, you know, so it's when I get, I even have it at work,
right here.
You know, if I start feeling like I'm getting down, I take a good swallow of it and perks me right back up again.
Yeah, it's funny.
Really
when sometimes I drink it, it relaxes me, and sometimes it energizes me. It tells your body what it needs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be the best way to describe it.
It's really, really good stuff. Really.
How much further you got to drive now?
About another 15 minutes, something like that.
And where did you go?
I went down to Syracuse. I was helping somebody out, just doing some energy work.
So what kind of a setup do you have in your car for your telephone?
Well, it's a hands-free, and I called Seth. I called him, and then I called Seth, and they called me right back, and I was on the air. So it's just a hand-free set.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, you know, I haven't had to touch the phone. I haven't had to touch anything. I'm just talking to you.
Was that in the car when you bought it or what?
Yes.
It was?
Yes. Yes.
So what, do you just hook your cell phone to the system?
Yes. My brother did that for me because, you know, me and computers. But he hooked it up, and all I have to do is dial it through the telephone. I don't know how to do it yet on the steering wheel, but I just dial the phone and it comes right through the car.
That's cool. I wanted to.
It's really cool.
My audience, we're gonna have to get off the air here in about a minute, but I had the chat. I usually respond to the chat pop up.
Right.
The chat room and all that, and it's not working. Once again, this is a problem that you
can address. Yeah.
The chat pop-up is intermittent, the chat room. I've seen it work.
Right.
It's definitely not working now. But I usually see the guys over in England and everything. And I know they're there, but they're always there. But the thing is, it just doesn't say there's so many guests on the thing here, but there's no way to get to them. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, I would really love to talk to some people. It would be really a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're at 5:55, so once again, put your phone number out for any kind of consultation.
Absolutely.
You're a lot deeper to talk to than I am, that's for sure, unless you talk to me on the air.
Yeah, for sure. It's 585-746. 8321. If you need some help, don't hesitate. I'm more than happy to help you.
Yeah, and you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, brought to you by the makers of Pyridine. And our phone number is 1-800-729-2603, or if you're overseas, it would be 949-729-2603. Anyhow, I'm going to sign off. Steve, I'll talk to you in a bit. I'm going to
absolutely
let the music come back here if it's going to play, and away we go. It was a lot of fun.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Okay. Signing off. That's the end of the show for today, and that's Shades on our album. See you next Thursday, same time, 5:00.